Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And what I'd like to talk to you all about today, are you seeing panic in the property market right now? Before I get into this particular topic, just a disclaimer that this podcast is for general purposes only and should not be regarded as financial or legal advice. Make sure you do get your own independent advice when it comes to investing. So is there panic? I should say, setting in terms of what's happening in the property market? Are we seeing a lot of people hold back from transacting property or putting bids on at auctions? Are we seeing sellers reluctant to put their property on the market or hold back from a sale because not achieving the price that they wish to, or giving them the ability to move on to another property because of the property market has pulled back? The thoughts around what the media are saying in relation to the property market. Now, at different times and in different market cycles, there will be either a boom or potentially a decline in price, or even potentially a bust. And we've got to really take in consideration really what's happening right now. And a lot is leading towards a little bit of panic setting in. And we've got to really assess what is really happening, assess what's the consumer confidence, because that is a real big driver in terms of achieving some higher prices on property. It's a real big thought process around what is that impact of lower buying activity or lesser prices in the marketplace going to have on the property industry as a whole. And we've got to really take into consideration what is happening, because there's massive amounts of people that are employed in their property industry and that could be impacted by what is going on in the property market right now. Me included as a buyer's agent, and there's so many other people involved, whether it be real estate sales agents, property managers, solicitors, mortgage brokers, bank employees, lender employees, and the list goes on. So we really need to have a clear focus, and if there is panic setting in and that does lead to decline in prices or reduced transactions, that may have a substantial impact in terms of what happens with our economy for Australia and what happens in some of those markets around Australia where there is not a lot of transactions happening, not a lot of income being produced out of the industry. And what kind of impact will that then have on the individuals, the people working, and the wider economy? So I'd like to bring up a few thoughts around this to give you a sense of what kind of opinions that I are sensing around what is happening right now, and reflect on what is being said out there in the marketplace. So my first point is around there's lots of negative articles and lots of concerns coming from economists that are out there talking about property markets and the industry and what kind of effects that has leading forward in some of our city property markets, especially focusing on Sydney and Melbourne, and thinking about a decline in prices by 10% last year in Sydney and Melbourne, what kind of effect that the tighter lending restrictions are having on the marketplace right now as a country as a whole, and reflecting on really some of that bad news that's coming through and the data that's coming through to say that we're having some of the largest property declines in short amounts of time in the last 20, 30, and sometimes even 60 years. Real property values, when you're sort of including inflation, are having a big effect on, a massive effect on what's actually happening now. And the biggest effect that it has on property prices, as I reported on some news articles, since 1965. So people are standing up and taking note of that. And this is where we get to a position whether that's going to create any panic in the property market. So we've really got to get a sense of not only is it just the mainstream media taking control of some of the data and thoughts, but it's economists, those that work in the industry day in, day out, that are saying some of the things. They're reporting on some of the data that's coming out, and that may have a big impact on what's actually happening. My second point is around investing. Investors are currently seeking out some of those cash flow investments. They're focusing on the cash flow they feel like they're not in a position to get capital growth in future on, and don't really, are not really focused too much in that sense, but more so focus on the cash flow. And it's all about the cash flow when it comes to this, these property investment potentials, and they're really focused on that rather than any sense of capital growth. There is a fear of also for them buying away from where they live. It comes to a state of people being looking to their comfort zones, being within their comfort zones and thinking about safety rather than the potential of future capital growth or future manufacturing growth or equity that they can potentially use down the track, of thinking about what growth can be generated for the wealth creation for future, for them to be able to potentially leave their jobs to gain massive amounts of wealth through their property investing, thinking about what the short-term economics are of that investment rather than what the long-term strategy of that property could be. So seeing that sort of behavior in the marketplace sort of lends me around people thinking safety, and you know, how much does that safety play out in terms of short-term and long-term sort of strategies, and what does that do for the price points right now when everyone's focused really on the cash flow portion of it? And we've got property markets like Sydney and Melbourne where the yields most of the times around that 2 or 3%, so cash flow is really low. So are investors really going to buy in some of those markets when they see very low cash flow rates on properties? My third point is I don't really see the panic setting in as yet in the marketplace. I feel like the panic is yet to come. And I think what we've got to do is maybe it will come, or assess maybe it won't come. So that's the ability as us as investors, as experts in the industry, to really get a sense of what is happening on a daily basis. How are we planning and strategizing ourselves and our clients to think about what is actually coming next? Now, ANZ, for as an example, bought out a 90% investor loan that has 10 years interest only on it. Now, there's an ability for some people to be able to take on this loan, but for a vast majority, they're not going to be able to transact or be able to service that particular loan because of the high serviceability requirements that are assessed on that particular loan. So yes, the headlines say about this loan and potential to change and turn things around for investors in Sydney and Melbourne property markets, but what really impact is going to have? So it's for us to actually dive down a little bit deeper, see what the essence of what that's been brought out and seeing what impact it will have. Will it be just a smoke and mirrors effect and not really have any impact whatsoever? So then we've got to look at, well, it's just everything that then comes out from some of the lenders. The consumers are just going to be, pull back from it each and every time and get a sense that the banks and the lenders are setting themselves up for failure. And what's the point of actually requesting a loan when you're pretty sure? So further from that, we've just got to get a sense of not thinking too much about what's the panic that is setting in, but being wary at the same time to think about what potentially could happen. And if the panic does set in, what are kind of our plans and strategies moving forward? So really think about some of these things when it comes to your own investing. Firstly, I talked about what are some of those negative articles and what the economists are saying. Think about what some of the investors are saying, home buyers are saying in terms of thinking about cash flow strategies or having a fear about investing in properties away from where they live. Thinking about, are there terminology saying about safety and comfort? And the third thing is, there's not a feeling that the panic is setting right now, but I feel like it's yet to come. Maybe it will happen, maybe it won't happen. And you really got to give yourself a broad range about what the possibilities are. So hopefully that helps you in thinking about your own property investing and allows you to think about when the panic is really setting in and when it's not setting in. I don't feel like it's there yet. I think things are still being transacted. We haven't come to an increased unemployment out there. Employment levels are still low. Wage levels haven't increased. So that's the balance out of what's happening in there. But there is still a case that there's not been mass redundancies or mass effects on the economy as yet. It's a wait and see game. Hopefully you're looking at the data and the information, tapping into some of the experts that are out there in terms of the economics and the property markets and the industry, and thinking about what your next moves are going to be in terms of property investing. Hopefully that all helps. And if you'd like to have a chat about this topic or your own property investing, do give me a call on 0400-332-377. Look forward to helping everyone. Thank you for tuning in.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.